The Mississippi River Dam between Keokuk and Hamilton and the nearby power plant were completed 100 years ago. In part three of the series, Damming the Mighty Mississippi, Public Radio's Jason Parrott looks at how they work together to power the region.
Standing atop the dam offers some breathtaking views. To the north, the crystal blue river seems to stretch for miles, tucked in between hills covered with large homes or bright green trees. To the south, a clear shot of the bridges linking Illinois and Iowa. It would almost be peaceful and serene if not for the noise. That's the sound of water rushing through the large arch-shaped openings in the dam. Larry Wyman manages Ameren, Missouri's power plant near Keokuk's riverfront. The company also owns the dam. Wyman says just a couple dozen gates created that noise.
We have 119 spillway gates, and they've all been opened twice in history. 1993 and 2008.
Those years were two of the worst in history when it comes to flooding. Wyman says that illustrates one of the dam's primary functions, river level control. But he says the gates are not only open during flooding. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers sends water downstream on a daily basis.
What we want to do is pass everything through the plant, and if there's more than that, then we have to open gates and pass it over the dam to maintain our pond at a certain elevation.
Contrary to popular belief, the water passing through the dam has nothing to do with power generation. Instead, it's the water Wyman mentioned earlier that passes through the plant. He says there are 15 giant turbines located beneath the eastern half of the plant. Each turbine weighs about 100 tons with a more than 20-foot diameter.
Units 5 and 6 and 14 and 15 have some original cast iron IP Morse water wheels, Francis wheels in them, that are 100 years old. Those units have never been taken apart.
Each of the turbines is connected to a massive disc-shaped generator. It's the generators that are creating the loud hum you are hearing in the background. In fact, it's just as loud in the plant as it is standing atop the dam with the gates open. Wyman says the water wraps around the plant, entering from the west side. He says it passes through several gates, screens, and chambers before essentially going over a cliff into the turbines. The cliff is the difference between the water levels north and south of the dam.
The design here is for a 32-foot differential between the pond and the tailwater, but in those conditions where optimum, we would get up in the neighborhood of 38 feet.
That's why less energy is generated when the river levels are up. Wyman says the turbines spin at a set speed, so as more water falls, the turbines produce more energy trying to maintain that speed. The plant along Keokuk's riverfront is considered a 140-megawatt facility. Wyman says his best guess is that it could power a small city.
A lot of it depends on if you're just talking about homes or you're talking about businesses, you're talking about industry. I think our power plant typically is considered capable of somewhere in the neighborhood of 75,000 homes.
But the plant is not powering a single city. Ameren, Missouri consulting engineer Dave Ostrander says the electricity is simply entering the company's grid via transmission lines from the plant to nearby substations. The company serves about 1.2 million customers in roughly 60 counties. Ostrander says it's impossible to tell where the Keokuk power goes or how it's used.
It's kind of like water seeking its own level. It flows, and that's what our system operators have to deal with, making sure that we got the right power at the right place.
Controlling the river elevation and the generation of electricity are tangible functions of the dam and the nearby power plant. The final installment of Damming the Mighty Mississippi will look at the intangibles, what the dam meant to the region after it was built, and even today. I'm Jason Parrott.